Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
It's easy to sit back in our easy chairs and armchair quarterback a legislative session. What's harder is to put your name on the line, spend months campaigning and knocking on doors, then, if you're lucky enough to win, spending months away from your family, trying desperately to make a difference in a process that can be exhausting, emotional, and exasperating. Today marks the 42nd day of the 90-day session, and it will be one of the toughest days so far. Tough because legislators will spend the next 2 days in marathon floor sessions, beginning at 8 a.m. and possibly continuing well into the night. Saturday begins the mid-session transmittal break, and every general bill that fails to pass out of its house of origin will automatically die. That's a good thing if it's a bad bill, but there are literally hundreds of good bills waiting in queue, and each must make its way to the floor and pass two votes to stay alive. Not only will the floor sessions be long, but there will be a sense of urgency as the body debates bill after bill after bill ad nauseum until the backlog is exhausted and they can finally adjourn. For me, when I served in the House, these days were best characterized by the words long and loud. Long because you sit in your seat for hours on end, and for us in the House, it was even worse. The Senate has comfortable high-back chairs, but the chairs in the House are original to the chamber. They're over 100 years old, and they feel like it. Legislators do what they can by adding padding or sheepskins, but in the end, an old chair is an old chair, and I doubt the word ergonomics existed when these chairs were built. The other word is the word loud. Once again, the Senate chamber is somewhat better than the House because it's smaller, but the House chamber is large and sound just echoes. Imagine sitting for 10 or 12 hours at a livestock auction. After a while, the echo and the loudness begin to grate on your nerves, especially if you wear hearing aids. By the end of a long day, a typical legislator is stiff and sore, their rear end hurts, and their ears are ringing. It's unbearable tedium punctuated by occasional floor fights when debates get heated. Floor fights are not physical altercations, at least we hope not, but rather flurries of motions using parliamentary procedure to either cut off or extend debate. The boredom will also be interrupted by the occasional blast motion to take a bill from a committee and bring it directly to the floor for a vote. House Bill 465 is a good example. That's the bill that would allow men who believe they're women to use women's restrooms, showers, and locker rooms. It's currently locked down in the House Judiciary Committee, and if we can keep it there for two more days, it will die. The other side will try a blast motion later today. That's why it's important for everyone to go to our website at montanafamily.org and urge the 10 legislators listed there to vote no on the motion to blast House Bill 465. Please call right now. This motion could happen at any moment. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.